yeah, we had an issue. You know, you don't really think about it when that strike happens, but I mean, all the way down to oil changes. I mean, we didn't. We ran out of. Of course, you could go aftermarket if you wanted to, but we ran out of oil filters, and I mean, we couldn't even do oil changes.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. You can't get the part. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, so we had a lot of people on rentals that had issues with their vehicle and they couldn't drive it. And then we had them in there for, you know, month and a half, 2 months.
But you're back up to speed now, aren't
you? Yeah, I think so. I think everything's kind of back. I mean, it's heading back that way. They were delayed, so there's a lot of back stuff that they're doing, but it's close to being ready to, you know, full steam.
How are people buying their cars now? Are they leasing, buying? What are they doing?
It's about 50-50. Actually, it might even be closer to 60-65% lease.
Do you have some good deals?
Oh, they're fantastic deals. Yeah, there's really good deals out there. This is what happens to most people, though. They want to buy something new. They like this new vehicle that came out. They buy it. They like it. But after a couple of years, when something changes or their lifestyle changes or they decide to get this new model that just come out, they want to trade it in after a couple of years. And what happens is they usually owe more than what it's worth because they don't put any money down. They finance it for a long period of time. If they would have leased it originally, not only would their payment probably have been less than their buy payment, but they're even at the end of their lease.